and saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Our program today, Papa and the Well, was written by Erwin Gonshack.
Papa had a favorite story from the Bible, which he never stopped telling to me when I was a boy, year after year after year. What was the story, you ask? But let Papa tell it. He told it often enough, with different emphasis, of course, depending on how old I was at the time and what my particular interest happened to be. You see, that was the trouble. It was my Papa's favorite story, but I always happened to be in the center of it. When I was very young, Papa put great emphasis on the camels.
Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, took with him 10 camels. Not one, not two, but 10. My child, can you just picture them striding proudly across the desert, going clumpity-clumpity-clump, up one sand dune and down another, and 10 servants on the humps of 10 camels going humpity-humpity-hump, up one sand dune and down another. Can you just picture this magnificent caravan going across the desert on an important mission for Abraham? Can you see camels? And who do you think is riding on the top of the first camel going clumpity-clump and humpity-hump across the endless sands? You, sonny! You!
Then when I got a year or two older, and I began to comprehend the rudiments of space and distance.
From the land of Canaan to the city of Haran in Mesopotamia would ordinarily take a man with a camel 17 days. But Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, did it in 3 hours. Is that speed, my boy? Oh, doesn't it make your head reel with excitement? And how did Eliezer do this? Well, the legends say that the mission Eliezer had to perform was so important that the earth hastened to meet him in a wonderful way. And who do you think is whizzing across the desert with Eliezer and 10 servants and 10 camels, followed by a great cloud of dust? You, sonny, you!
There comes a time when a boy becomes a collector. You know, baseball cards, bottle tops, marbles, fish hooks. And my father was ready for this development in my personality. You see what I mean? My personality.
Did you ever wonder why Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, had 10 camels? Wasn't one enough? My child, it was because he was carrying with him great treasures, jewels and gold and silver, wondrous fabrics, finely wrought ornaments. It was all part of the mission he was performing. Here, sonny, feel the treasures. Count them. Put one on top of the other until they reach the sky. Are these collector's items, or aren't they? And they are yours. They are part of your gift.
The next stage in my development was the love and care of animals. I would bring home any stray cat or dog I would see on the streets. And, of course, Papa was prepared.
So, when Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, reached the end of his journey, naturally, his camels were very thirsty. Even though the trip took only 3 hours because of the way the earth behaved, still measured in miles, it was a long distance. And the camels thirsted for water. But, aha! There was a maiden at a well, Rebecca, who saw the condition of the animals and took pity on them. And by herself, she carried water from the well to quench their great thirst. She had a great compassion in her heart for animals. The same way you feel. Just like you, my son.
Finally, I reached the stage where I began to take notice of girls and their behavior, and I would compare the attributes of one with the attributes of another. It was then that my father told me the full import of the narrative he had been relating to me since I was a child. And wouldn't you know it, I was right smack in the middle of it.
So there she was, Rebecca Adderwell, a portrait for the ages. At the first glance, Eliezer could see that the girl was wholesome in appearance. By her deportment, that she was maidenly. Her character, innately kind. Don't you remember her watering the camels? And lastly, Abraham had sent his servant to the land of Aram Naharaim, from whence Abraham had originally journeyed and where his people still resided. This was to ensure that the bride of his son Isaac should come from a good family background. So, with this review. Wholesome, maidenly, innately kind, and a good family background. So you see, my son, Rebecca is the perfect bride for you, my boy. For you!
Did you hear? For me. A perfect bride for me. Here I was finished with college and thinking about traveling around the world. Jerusalem, Paris, Rome, Vienna, Singapore, banana boat to the West Indies, dog sled to the Arctic. But no. All that talk about camels clumpety-clumping and whizzing through the air and treasures of gold and silver and kindness to animals and Rebecca with the good family background was all part of a well-calculated plan.
Son, the Bible says, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to a wife.
So, Papa, so?
And the Talmud adds, he who has no wife lives without comfort, help, joy, blessing, and atonement. He who has no wife cannot be considered a whole man.
So, Papa, so?
And in Ecclesiastes one reads, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
So, Papa, so?
So? If you put two and two together, my son, you will know that the time has come.
It has? Okay, Papa. Okay, I'll start looking.
My son, but there is a way to look. And that way makes all the difference in the world.
So what's the way? Tell me. Go to socials, meetings, lectures, weddings, bar mitzvahs?
Yes. But you're overlooking one important detail, my boy. Why have I all these years been telling you the story of Rebecca Adderwell?
Why, Papa?
So you gain an insight. Wisdom in choosing the proper wife.
So what do I do, Papa? Send Shepsel the doorman back to Pinsk, or was it Minsk, to find me a wife?
No, son. This is not necessary.
So what is necessary?
Think, my boy, think. The story!
I'm thinking. Maybe I should travel down Fifth Avenue on a camel.
No, son. Now you're being silly. But you remember? The well. The kind-hearted maiden at the well.
Papa, I'm being silly? I'm being silly? Certainly I laughed when I heard my father speak again of the incident of the well. Imagine that. I, a product of the 20th century, a college graduate, summa cum laude. But then I noticed tears in Papa's eyes, and I stopped my laughing, and I was a little ashamed of myself.
Laugh, my boy, laugh. But how do you think I met your mother, Sarah? May she rest in peace. In the old country, my father was a peddler of old clothing and second-hand trinkets. And he and I would go with a blind horse and a wagon from one town to another town selling our wares. Then, on one long trip when the temperature bubbled over 100, and we had been walking for miles without water, we came to Bryansk. And there I met the beloved Sarah, standing by a well.
Please, Let me give you a drink of water from my pitcher. You both must be very thirsty from your journey.
Oh, thank you, young lady. You are very kind.
And your poor horse. I must immediately draw our water from the well for him.
And our horse, if he could only talk and would stop his drinking for only a moment, as I was saying, our horse would also thank you for the cool water. But saddest of all, he cannot see you as I do, for the poor fellow is blind.
Oh, that's a shame. But at least he spared the sight of the suffering of this land.
So you see, my son, I knew your mother was my Rebecca at the well. And I was right, my child. I was right. So maybe you can meet your Rebecca at the well, although that would be a very fine place. All right. But the heart, my son, she must have a kind heart.
So you see, it was my father's dream that I too meet a Rebecca at the well. And I did feel a little sorry for him, because I suppose in looking for a Rebecca for me, he was trying to relive the days when he met my mother. But Manhattan is a busy city, built on a rock, no less. And on top of the rock is asphalt, cement, and steel. So tell me, where could one find a well? However, one day, as it was our custom in the summer, Papa and I took a trip into the country. Papa, shouldn't we have made reservations?
Why? For where? For what?
Gee, I don't know. Don't we expect to stop somewhere?
My son, who knows where we're going to stop?
Oh, I thought you knew where we were going.
Certainly I know. Maybe, who knows? We'll see a nice place along the road with a well and cool water, and there we'll stop and get refreshed.
Oh, I see. But what did I see? I still don't know.
Sonny, stop the car. Look, over there. You see? A real old-fashioned well. Come, Sonny. Wake up, Sparky. Here. Now we shall really have ourselves a drink of water.
Hey, what do we do, boss?
Play it cool, Lefty. Play it cool.
Hey, do you think they're harmless, boss?
Harmless? Well, you get some brains. That's how the feds work.
Huh?
An old man, a young man, and a dog.
Oh,
perfect disguise. I'm too smart for them. Just watch me handle.
Hey, mister, kind sir. My son and the dog and I are very thirsty. May we please have some water out of the well over there?
Hey, you're right, boss. They're feds. They're looking for the still.
Shut up. Sure, you want some water? Help yourself.
Thank you very much. Hey, Sonny, it was a well just like this. Memories. Maybe, my son, maybe one day you'll find a Rebecca at a well just like this. But your papa's a dreamer.
Oh, boys, they're smart cookies, all right. They're talking to each other in code.
Lefty, shut up. Mister, I'll have my daughter get you the water.
I hope it's no trouble for her.
Daughter? Boss, you never told me.
Lefty. No, no trouble. She's down in the well right now.
Down in the well?
Sure. On hot days, she does her knitting there.
Did you hear that, Sonny? Knitting. A real old-fashioned girl. And clever. On hot days, she works right in the well.
Come over here and look down the well for yourself.
Here, come, my boy. Come, Sparky. This we must see.
Just look right in there.
Hey, you're next, Flatfoot. Watch out for the dog, boss. They learn them jiu-jitsu.
Okay, run, tut-tut. If you want room service, coppers, just ring for the maid.
Papa, Sparky, and myself managed to get out of the well finally and start the journey home. No one seemed too anxious to talk about what had happened, except the dog, who didn't stop barking and probably thought the whole thing was great fun.
Sonny, stop the car. This time I see a real, authentic well.
Papa, not again. Haven't you had enough adventure for one day?
Enough with the wisecracks. Stop the car, sonny. Well, all out, sonny, Sparky. We shall see what we shall find.
Seems to me like a pile of junk just dumped all over the lawn.
The well, my boy, the well. That's all that matters. Someone is coming. Let me handle this.
Sure, Papa, you handle it. But I'm standing back a little this time.
May I help you, gentlemen?
Hey, that's only kindness, innate kindness. Yes, yes, lady. We saw that well on the lawn.
Oh, yes, it's a very fine well. One of our very best.
You hear that, sonny? One of our very best. We have met a collector of wells. Lady, we have made a very long journey, and my son and the dog and myself are very thirsty.
Oh, I understand. If you step inside the house, I'll get you some soda.
No, please. It's water we want, if I may say so.
Oh, that's all right. We have cold water inside also.
No, lady. Please, for sentimental reasons, could we have it from the well, huh?
Well, you certainly are attracted to that well.
Come, lady, come to the well. I'll show you what I mean.
You know, you really can't get any water out of that well.
Don't worry, lady. If there's one thing I know, it's wells. See, I just take this bucket.
Papa, watch out! The well's on the left!
I'm sorry.
Really, it's nothing to be concerned about. We'll just stand it up again.
Eh? What?
As good as new. You can place these wells anywhere. They make nifty decorations and conversation pieces. Gives your house a rustic touch. And we have other antiques that may interest you. Colonial rockers, spinning wheels, whaling harpoons. Well, gentlemen, where are you going? What's wrong? Gentlemen, don't you want your drink of water?
Nevertheless, my father continued to dream his romantic dream. And if ever I would playfully chide him about it, his eyes would grow misty, and he would gently say to me,
"Before Eliezer, the servant of Abraham, had done speaking to his heart, behold, Rebecca came forth with her pitcher on her shoulder, and she went down into the well and drew. And he said unto her, Let me drink, I pray thee. And she made haste, and let down her pitcher from her shoulder, and said, Drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. So I drank, and she made the camels drink also. Ah, you too, my son, you too should have a Rebecca do well, with kindness in her heart, like your mother. May she rest in peace."
It continued like this for a number of years, and really it didn't bother me. Every once in a while, my father and I would take our trip to the country. And if we happened to come across an old well, of course, Papa would sigh a few deep sighs.
This is a drink of water, sonny. Memories, memories.
And, of course, Papa would then add,
"By you soon, my son, if it pleases the Lord, by you soon, a Rebecca at the well."
And, of course, nothing ever came of our ventures. But Papa was happy and I was happy. And this was as good a way as any of keeping from getting married. For, you see, I treasured my freedom very dearly. That is, until one day, my firm sent me on a business trip to the wonderful city of Copenhagen in Denmark. And so it happened that on the first Friday I was there, while searching for the local synagogue in what was a very strange city to me, I became lost in the maze of quaint, twisting Copenhagen streets. "Excuse me, sir.
Eh?
Could you please direct me to the synagogue?"
Taylor, that's by Ike Engels.
I can help you, young man. I am on the way to the synagogue myself.
So there she was, Frederica. And would you believe it? We met in front of a lovely fountain. And beyond this fountain, off in the harbor, was the lonely figure of the Little Mermaid.
Oh, so, you do not know the story?
I'm an American, you see.
Oh, but you read Hans Christian Andersen in America?
The Ugly Duckling and the Steadfast Tin Soldier was as far as I went, I'm afraid.
Oh, but never the Little Mermaid.
No, never the Little Mermaid.
Oh, then you have missed a very charming story.
If you have some time now, why don't you tell me about it?
Oh, But you must read it the way the author has written it. And then you will really appreciate the story.
But then I will be lacking you as a translator.
You know, in my country, all the young men dream of meeting the Little Mermaid.
Do they? Why is that?
Oh, because she is young and beautiful and devoted. And she gives away her life so the prince, whom she loves dearly but cannot marry, is able to live happily ever after. They say she is the mermaid with the kindest heart.
Did Hans Christian Andersen ever know her?
Perhaps he did. Oh, but alas, he still remained a bachelor all his life.
I guess he never wrote a story about a well, did he?
A well? A well? Oh, you Americans always talk about oil wells.
Oh, no, I was thinking of a well, like Rebecca at the well.
Oh, is that your favorite story?
My father's.
Oh, and why is that?
It reminds him of how he met my mother in the old country, Poland.
How interesting. He must be very sentimental. Oh, but look, the sun is about to set, and we must hurry if we are not going to be late for the Sabbath services.
Well, I returned home, and then one thing led to another, and Frederica came to America to study at the university, and we saw each other, and as I said before, one thing led to another, and we were planning to get married. But I still had to tell Papa about what was to transpire.
Oh, you want me to meet a friend of yours. Okay, my boy.
Fine, Papa. Tonight?
Tonight, certainly. Bring him up.
It's not a him, Papa. It's a her.
Huh? Who was this her?
Frederica.
Frederica. I never heard of no Frederica.
The name is sort of strange to your ears at first, but you'll get used to it.
Just because I meet a person once, I have to get used to the name? You explain that to me, Sonny, eh?
Because we're planning to get married.
You couldn't wait, eh? Sonny, I heard of Rebecca at the well. I heard of Rachel at the well. I even heard of Moses Zipporah at the well. But never, never Frederica at the well.
Papa, you and I looked all over, but we couldn't find her. But I did find her on my trip abroad. It was just not where we expected her to be, that's all.
I know nothing about this strange girl. This is no Rebecca at the well.
Just wait, Papa. Just wait. When you see her and get to know her, you'll change your mind.
Never. I shall never see her, and I shall never change my mind.
Papa.
No.
I met her in front of a fountain.
So? A fountain is not a well.
Papa, I was lost in a strange city, and she gave me directions.
Next time, better you use a road map,
Papa,
eh?
Papa, she showed me the way to the synagogue.
I don't... To the synagogue?
She introduced me to the rabbi and the whole congregation.
She did?
And after the services, her parents invited me to the Sabbath meal and treated me just as if I were one of the family.
They did? Frederica, she has a kind heart.
Like Mama, Papa. Like Mama. May she rest in peace.
Son, I have been thinking, and I remember that it was once recorded by an obscure scribe, but a very wise one, that if a man has walked a long way and is thirsting for a drink of water, for this purpose... And for the purpose of meeting his future wife, this very learned scribe wrote, sometimes a fountain can be as good as a well. So, Sonny, what are you waiting for? Quickly, let me meet your Frederica, eh?
So, Papa is still telling the story of Rebecca at the well. Fortunately, no longer to me, but instead to his grandchildren. Yet from across the room, I continue to hear the camels going clumpety, clumpety, clump, and the precious gifts being piled one on top of the other until they reached the sky and then whizzed across the desert. And at the end of Eliezer's long journey, I again hear Papa say,
there was a maiden at a well, Rebecca, who saw the condition of the animals and took pity on them. And by herself, she carried water from the well to quench their great thirst. She had great kindness and compassion in her heart.
just like you, my little children. Just like you.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Charles Frost, chairman of the Patron Society of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America and a prominent civic leader. Mr. Frost.
Meaning is often revealed in unusual ways. In today's story, for example, we have heard of a father who could express himself only through the biblical tale of Rebecca at the well. But we know that through all those years, he told it to his son, and even with all the embellishments he made in order to amuse the son he loved, there was underneath the mere tale a message. Papa wanted more than anything else for his son to find happiness and contentment in life. How could a boy find this? For one thing, he must marry, because travel is empty unless there is a home to which one can return, and business success is meaningless unless there are those with whom it can be shared. Home and family were important to the father, and they became important to the son. And whom should the boy marry? It was not important, really, that the wife he choose be standing by a well ready to offer him a cool water. But he must find a woman with kindness of heart, and there must be some way in which her understanding might be demonstrated. A kind and loving wife was important to the father and became important to the son. Though the younger man accepted the wisdom and advice of his father with humor at first, when he met Frederica, he understood in full the truth of what his father has been trying to teach him over the years. At the moment of Frederica's kindness to him, he knew she was the Rebecca of whom his father had spoken. And here, meaning was revealed not in the telling of the story, but in the richness of experience. There is indeed a timeliness in the words of the Bible. The stories of biblical days have meaning for each man in his own times and many times for each man. The wisdom of the old passed down to the young. And while the meaning may not always be understood immediately, it will be revealed in the course of our life experiences, for no message is without purpose.
Thank you, Mr. Frost. Our Eternal Light drama today, Papa and the Well, was written by Erwin Gonchak. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Martin Newman as the son and Leon Janney as the father. Others in the cast were Thelma Hansen, Joseph Julian, Sam Raskin, Alice Uhrman, and Merrill Joel. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by George Voutsas. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.